So HR Stat is CHICO-led data-driven review, and we're using that to discuss much of our human capital management data, the trends for analyzing the information, identification of actions that could actually be used to improve performance and of course, reduce cost, and most importantly for the agencies to be able to accomplish their mission. And so with it, we have a three-phase pilot initiative, and what we're really doing is using that to build on the administration's performance improvement initiative. There's a couple things that we're really trying to do to help the agencies. One is to develop a process so that we can use human capital management goals, measurement, analysis, and data-driven reviews so that we can improve the results of the human capital management and the programs, and of course go after the standard effectiveness and efficiency of agency operations. So really what that means is that what we want to do is make sure that as we're using all of the data that we have in front of us, that it's really being used in a more strategic way, in a more holistic view than just simply kind of looking at anecdotal stories that are out there. And we're also using it as a way to develop alternative evaluation mechanisms, and that's so that we can replace our annual human capital management reports. Nobody likes doing reports for the sake of doing reports, and so what we said is it doesn't make any sense to ask the agencies to just provide information in a report that gets filed somewhere. Let's instead have these where it's more like a conversation, and we involve the Performance Improvement Council or the PIO officers along with the CHICOs and have like a really good in-depth conversation as to where human capital meets up with mission. And then the third thing is to develop recommendations for both the CHICO Council and the Performance Improvement Council so that we can go about implementing HR Stat government-wide, because there's a real interest by both councils to take this beyond just a few agencies and to really kind of make this standard practice throughout the government.
Let me back up one thing. You talk about the data. What kind of data are we talking about? Is it hiring data? Is it people who are leaving data? Is it retirement data? Is it what?
So the answer is yes to all three of those. So beyond just hiring data and attrition data, you also want to look at things like your EVS scores, and you'd want to look at your performance ratings and disciplinary actions and grievances and actual mission accomplishment within a certain area and employee engagement and leadership data. And with that, we have a wealth of information and data at our fingertips. So the point is to look at this from a real holistic point of view. If all you look at is just one element of EVS, or you just look at attrition data, or you just look at the time to hire or your demographics or whatever, then you kind of miss where you can pull the thread and you can actually see all the interconnections. So the whole point of HR Stat is to take all of the data that we have available to us and really see what the whole picture tells you versus just one pinpoint of information. And by doing that, you get a real flavor of perhaps where you might need to zero in some of your strategies, where you need to zero in on some of the actions that you're going to take, because nothing's worse than taking broad-based actions across the board in an agency when you only have one area that has a problem and or one area that is a problem within the agency. So that's kind of the point of HR Stat is let's take all this big data. Let's boil it down to what's really important to us, what we know is really going to drive some of the success factors for the agency. Let's go after that, and then let's make sure that we have targeted actions to actually address where we might have an issue, and or let's actually go ahead and implement those areas where we find that we have some really successful practices that are driving higher employee engagement or driving us to have a better rate of return on some of our recruiting events, those kinds of things.
So this will be phase two of HR Stat. You guys have gone through guys phase one initially in the initial pilot. What's phase two going to entail and how it will be different?
Phase two is really just a replication of phase one, where we had eight original agencies that were piloted. Now we're lining up probably around eight more agencies. So interest is extremely strong by the agencies to be involved in this. We're going to expand it to include, you know, the eight additional CHICO agencies. So now we'll be up to 16 of the 24 CHICO agencies involved in the HR Stat. And I think the only difference you'll see is anything that we learned from the first round of pilots, we'll incorporate that into the second round just to refine it and improve it and make sure that our data-driven reviews during this second phase are even more on point. So we're going to continue using what we call a peer mentoring approach. And what we do is we pull folks in who are really good out of that Performance Improvement Council. And then with OPM, then we'll work with the cohorts with these HR stat pilots. And what we have found is that by bringing in mentors, peer mentoring, between the PIO, PIC, and the CHICO Council, we just find that it kind of puts the agencies at ease and they're able to get more done because they get their questions answered right away instead of, you know, having to wait for yet another forum.
Give me a sense of the impact of the initial 8 agencies that went under the pilot for HR Stat. Are they seeing differences in specific areas?
The first 8 agencies went through the initial pilot. It was actually during FY12 is when most of them went through that. So, you know, some of the things that the different agencies, they have the free will to concentrate on those areas that are important to them. So DoD's mission, for example, is completely different from OPM's mission. So you wouldn't expect that we would all be focusing in on some of the same things. Some of them decided to take a look at, like, their mission-critical occupations and kind of circle themselves around that, where other agencies chose to take a more holistic view of, like, their agency as a whole and decide, you know, where the specific areas that we have pain points that we need to concentrate on. So some may have looked at, like, their time to hire, for example, their applicant and manager satisfaction with the hiring process, and then how does that ultimately affect their ability to be able to get the mission done. Other agencies may have, like, zeroed in on where's a pain point of, yeah, we got this time to hire and we may be doing incredibly well, but where's our outliers? Where is it that we find that there's certain areas that we could still improve? Maybe we won't move the needle significantly, but we will at least be able to move it in one particular area where we know that for some reason they're just not able to crack that nut on, you know, hiring in a more timely fashion. So those are just some examples of the things that we've found as both sides, you know, as you're looking at it from both a mission standpoint and from an HR standpoint.
Have you sat through some of the HR stat sessions? What are they like? Because I've heard some details, for instance, around the tech stat sessions where they bring in, you know, the CFO and the CIO and even the acquisition folks. These, are, I imagine, are very similar. Are they monthly meetings? Are they weekly meetings? Give me a sense of how the whole process works.
We held, I think that they were monthly meetings. And yes, I did participate in the HR stat. I did it on twofold. One, I participated as a CHICO on behalf of OPM internally. So internally, we have our own HR stat, and then also participated in the government-wide effort and got to, you know, hear from some of the agencies and what they were doing. In almost every case, what we did is, I can use our own agency as an example. So when we do our HR stats, what we do is we bring in not only our performance improvement officer, we also then, depending on the part of the organization that we're really examining, we go in depth into their data and we pull that information for them and we show them, let's just take the CIO for example, we would provide our CIO with everything that they ever really wanted to know about their operation from an HR standpoint. And we show them all the data and we show them where things kind of connect and where there might be one area where they want to concentrate a little bit heavier on perhaps getting the kinds of skills that they need, for example. And then we can lay out for them, and based on the BLS data and some of this other economic data and things like that, here's where we see the IT field going as far as, like, skill sets. You know, if the trend is towards cybersecurity, here are some of the schools that we know that are actually delivering these kinds of degrees and programs and things that you might need in order to fill not only your current needs but your future needs. So you often hear HR needs to have a seat at the table. Well, okay, you do, but you have to come to the table with something. And so this is really an awesome opportunity for us to come to the table with not just data that anybody could run in a report, but instead helping them see the interconnections and helping them see really into the future as to where they need to go. Not just a backward look, but more so a more future look, so that they can help prepare themselves and plan for where they need to go.
And I think that's the key to anything is not just the backwardness, hey, you messed up here or you dropped the ball there, but in 6 months, in a year, in 18 months, here are things you can do to get yourself in a better position to meet your mission, which kind of leads me to the long-term vision for HR Stat. What do you hope to accomplish with it?
And you've actually hit the nail on the head. It's absolutely a forward look. It's not a backward look. So the ultimate goal with the HR Stat is that when we come together, when the HR community, or the Chico in particular, is able to come together with the performance improvement officers, you're able to position the agencies and or their components, okay, or sub-agencies, but you're able to position them to take on really not just their current needs, but to foresee where it is that they're headed and how they can avoid or position themselves to be able to tackle whatever new challenges might be coming down the pike. Eventually, I mean, if I had my dream of dreams, it would be that we're not only designing one future, but we're designing alternative futures so that, you know, at least three alternative futures so that we're always constantly prepared for, hey, this is, you know, this will be the administration's objectives, or this will be what the budget will look like, or this is what the economy will look like, or this is where the schools are going. And when you're able to do that, then whenever you can kind of see that future and you can help design it, then you can start working with the universities and stuff, and you can start doing, which is some of our other initiatives, partnering with the universities to drive the curriculum that you need. So that if we have a need, for example, cybersecurity is the hot button now, but there's still only a few schools that are actually, you know, providing those kind of degree programs. So what we need to do is look into the future and say, okay, in 2020 and beyond, what's it going to be? If this is what it's going to be, let's start working with the Council of High Schools and with the colleges and universities to start actually incorporating those kinds of competencies and skills and technical training that we need in order to be able to meet those needs. I mean, that's just one example, but that's really, I think, our ultimate vision is this ability to literally not only see it, but be able to actually position not just the agencies, but actually the support that has to really, quite frankly, come from the private sector and the academic world, make sure that they're supported and they're ready to go to actually help the agencies meet those future needs.